Between late planting, floods, and trade turmoil, many families in agriculture are operating under an extra layer of stress this year. But as Harvest Public Media's Christina Stella reports, addressing mental health in rural communities is more complicated than simply increasing resources.
In Colfax County in eastern Nebraska, Julie Krackmeyer and her students have their own way of acknowledging the chaos.
It's been a year. That's how we've been saying it. It's been a year.
Krackmeyer is Colfax's 4-H extension educator. And while 4-H is known for its summer programs, Krackmeyer actually works in schools year-round.
I'm coming around with the tape. I know.
At St. John Newman Catholic School in Clarkson, students are learning about simple machines. They work in pairs to fashion wheels out of cardboard and skewer them on bamboo grilling sticks. Haley Podany, a fifth grader, started coming to 4-H this year and loves it.
Everybody, like, gets along and makes you part of the group.
Krackmeyer has tried this year to make 4-H a space where students in affected areas can have some stability.
This was a traumatic event. When you're 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever age you happen to be, that can really throw you off track.
High schoolers in nearby Schuyler helped repair broken fences this year and replaced landscaping for families whose homes were damaged. Using club time for community service helped students feel connected, but getting them to open up about how they're managing emotionally has been harder, especially when phrases like mental health come into the room.
Students won't say it most of the time because it's not something they're used to even talking about or might not have ever considered to be a health that they need to be worried about.
And when it comes to getting parents to consider seeing a therapist, especially in the wake of disaster, Jackie Meyer, a counselor who practices across northeast Nebraska, sees a stigma unique to rural communities. She can recite the lines she hears by heart.
This is the way farming is. Bad things happen, and next year will be better. Everybody else has always taken care of it all these years, so I should be able to do that.
Felicia Stahlbaumer feels for families who are nervous about admitting that they are struggling, let alone seeking help. She manages Schools That Care, a school-based program that connects students, staff, and families with mental health resources in two rural school districts in north central Kansas.
People have a difficult time asking for that stuff, and I do think that comes with ag. I probably wouldn't have asked either if we had needed it at the time.
But learning about resources helped her change her perspective on asking for help. So when the program started a few years back, Stahlbaumer's team decided teaching staff about mental health was a good first step.
The first year, we kind of sat back and let everybody get used to the idea that we had a school social worker and went through trainings and provided them information.
The next year, more than twice as many students used the school social workers. She thinks the program works partly because students seem more comfortable working with social workers if they're not just associated with providing mental health care.
So it doesn't appear that the student is just talking to the mental health worker. If they're doing that, she's doing multiple things in the school.
The setup is similar to how integrative care works, where a counselor and a primary care physician work under the same roof. Meyer, the Nebraska counselor, is a big fan. She thinks bringing different kinds of health care together could help show people mental health is part of overall well-being.
Because most people, when they have any mental health issues, they're going to do this with their medical people. They never think of a mental health person. So hopefully the medical person would say, hey, you know, we've got this other person down the hallway. Would you like to go talk to her?
And because rural communities still face so much stigma, a combined office could attract more patients who otherwise wouldn't risk being seen at a therapist's office. Meyer feels the same way about telehealth, which is like video chatting a therapist.
So if I'm sitting at home, looking at my computer like everybody else, nobody's going to know that I'm seeing a therapist.
Meyer knows there's no quick fix to stigma that can be cultural, but she thinks improving how people think about mental health means teaching them that everybody has it, not just those who are diagnosed with mental illnesses.
We're just scratching the surface of getting people to understand it because they have to admit that this is normal. The mental health stuff is normal just like the flu.
And for her, that's the beauty of small-town living, knowing and loving your neighbor enough to try for a better conversation. Christina Stella, Harvest Public Media.